on Fun Loving KQV Audio 14, Pittsburgh on Parade.
Hi, DXers. Welcome to Market Scope for August 2008. We're going to take a break from our long Charleston, South Carolina market scope just to catch up a bit and keep our air checks more current. Paul Burkhardt checked in a few months back from his new place in Little Rock, Arkansas, and sent along an AM band scan. With more information, here's Paul.
Greetings, audio service subscribers. This is Paul Burkhardt reporting to you from Little Rock, Arkansas, our new location. Today is December the 16th, and I am now about ready to give you a band scan of the Little Rock AM dial as seen in the early evening. So let's get started. This is done from a Grundig Eaton 5 shortwave AM and FM radio, which is digital, and it will start at 540 and go up. I'll try to identify the stations that I can. So here we go. Here is 550, and this is on one of the other stations, a public station from North Little Rock Junior High School. Quite a few stations on this frequency. Sometimes you can get a few more stations as the sun is setting, but as the night goes on, it gets very jumbled. Here is 570. Okay, here is 590. I don't know what station this is, but hold on, please. Could be an ESPN affiliate somewhere around here. I believe this is WREC in Memphis, Tennessee at 600.
Only at Hollywood Tan.
Listen to the Coach John Calipari radio show every Monday night at 7, right here, News Radio 600 WREC.
Yet against a very good team, you found a way to step forward. And
here is 610. I don't know if this is KILT or what the station is, but stand by.
When we address the team, it's everyone's got to step up and be more consistent. We're not asking anyone to do what to mimic or do what Danielle does. Just do what you do as well as you can and be more consistent, which means better, obviously.
Okay, here is 620.
Way here on the Kim Commando Show.
Registry mechanic from PC Tools is the world's most popular registry cleaner.
Here is 630.
There's a lot of players that can do damage on this team, but the one that jumps out the most is
okay, here is 640. There is some Westwood One affiliate on this frequency.
Down here, the space light. You know, see, that takes the pressure off. That takes the.
And here is 650 WSM in Nashville.
The legend 650 AM WSM. The Judd's going to tell you about love. I'm Mike McIntyre sliding out of here. Merry Christmas. Talk to you guys in a couple of weeks. Race night coming up next on the legend 650 AM WSM.
New Chevys really do cost less in Carthage.
Okay, here is 660. This is 670 WSCR Chicago.
And Atletico, the best high school teams from the Midwest, compete from December 26th through the 29th. Tickets are available at the Edge in Bensonville. Or for more information, call 312-455-7000. All proceeds from the Holiday Hockey Classic support Chicago Blackhawk charities. Switch to Comcast home phone service with the new.
Okay, there is 680 right here. Here is 690.
State minimum.
Here is 700 WLW Cincinnati. Here is a jumble on 710.
A limo driver by He likes to be out schlepping.
Yeah.
720 WGN. Here's 730.
Tears don't go away. I love you, honey.
Get out of my way. I'm packing here and I'm leaving on the afternoon train.
Oh, that's 740. I think it's KRMG in Tulsa with Amos and Andy.
We're back together again and you've got a steady job and everything is wonderful.
Kingfish.
Well,
go ahead, tell him.
That's all. We are back together again.
Well, are you fighting?
No, sir.
Well, if you're back together again and you're not fighting, why in the world do you come to a man like me for advice?
WSB in Atlanta.
An adventure similar to Flint and Detroit where...
Okay, here's WJR 76.
You get the information.
Nothing at 770, but 780's WBBM in Chicago. Here's the jumble at 790. Can't pick out any particular station right now. Here's 800. Same kind of a situation, all jumble here. Southern tells me this might be KCMO in Kansas City at 810.
This is the real deal. Call 1-800-805-349.
Here's 820 WBAP in Dallas, Texas.
Smoking hot deal, you don't want to
find another. Health insurance is any good? Silent plan. When that plan comes, you have to say, I'm not sure insurance.
This should be 830 WCCO in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Alright, so you have...
Here's 840 WHAS in Louisville. Here's 850, that's KOA in Denver, Colorado.
I will be back next Saturday and Sunday, same time slot, same channel, from 3 to 6 p.m. We're going to continue our discussions about all sorts of things. You can also hit me with an email. If you go to the 850 KOA website, click on my name.
But day by day as we go through the week, partly sunny, 52 on Wednesday.
Here is 860.
Pittsburgh, like the Saturday, clear skies and 31 degrees. Stay tuned for Red Siegel's Capital Corner. CBS News Time now is 7 o'clock.
We're classic country and more. We're local news and more. We're weather coverage and more. We're local sports and more. We're running out of time. Classic country and more. 860 AM, KKOW, Pittsburgh,
Georgia. CBS News. I'm Sam Olson.
That's Pittsburgh, Kansas, KKAW. Here's 870 WWL New Orleans. Here's some jumble at 880.
From ABC News, I'm Brad Wheelis. He's not a front runner in any of the early states, but Republican presidential candidate John McCain has snagged endorsements from both the Boston Globe and the Des Moines Register.
This should be WLS in Chicago at 890. A Spanish station from some place, probably in Mexico.
Didn't. Her car got stuck.
Nothing at 910, but at 920 is KARN, talk radio for Little Rock, Arkansas.
Some areas got up to a foot of snow. More than 130,000 customers are without power in Pennsylvania. Another sign of progress in Iraq, the British handed...
Here's 940. 950 with a whistle from the processor inside of this Eton 5. Okay, here's 960. Here are a couple of stations on 970 kilohertz.
Look at the one who
8,000, a lot of jumble here. Here's a lot of jumble from 1010. Here is KDKA 1020. There's some Spanish music on this frequency. Here is 1030. No, it's not WBZ. It must be a Spanish station from Mexico. Mexico City, I think. 1040 WHO in Des Moines with 1050 splatter.
You know, I'm not an orphan of the apes. I was made in the image of God. When I was made in the image of God, God breathed into my nostrils.
1050 is KJVN in Little Rock. That is a religious station, a Christian station.
And on. Now, sooner or later, we're going.
Here is 1060. I do not know what is on this frequency. Some jumble on 1070. Nothing at 1080, but 1090 is KAAY in Little Rock. A religious, some talk and some news on KAAY. The 1100, I believe it's WTAM in Cleveland, Ohio. Okay, this is 1120 KMOX in St. Louis, Missouri.
Have you noticed? St. Louis is on the rise.
My name is John Davidson. I'm the president of the St. Louis Blues Hockey Club. I think St. Louis has a lot to offer. It's a city where people...
Seems to be a Spanish station coming above the jumble and noise here. Here is 1150. 1160 sounds just about the same. It must be WWVA in Wheeling, West Virginia. But you went to sleep last 1180 with a 1 kilohertz whine here.
If your quarterback's throwing the ball well, it doesn't matter a single...
1200 WOAI San Antonio, Texas.
Thanks, Paul. More of the Little Rock AM Bandscan is to follow. I do not yet know if I will be attending the Pittsburgh Convention, but I do wish everyone a great time in the city where this all began. Until next month, I'm Phil Wayne for the DX Audio Service. Now here are the musings from the members.
I'm Charlie Van Dyke, and you're listening to the DX Audio Service from the National Radio Club.
Hi, this is Mike Lance in Miami Beach, Florida. Got some big news. New radio station coming on the air on 880. It's going to be, I think, a ethnic radio station, Spanish radio station. And they've been testing all day. I've heard them come on and come off. So who knows what will happen. They come in very, very good. Great signal. So all I can say is goodbye, WCBS in New York. News Radio 880. That's number one. Number two, Dwayne Ryan. I got the little radio, and it's pretty good on AM and FM, and I like it very much. And I have a question. Whatever happened to the station in Dahlonega, Georgia on 1210? Are they back on the air? And oldie stations play the same stuff over and over and over again. There was so much more they could be doing on the weekends. I mean, get the listeners more involved. It's sad. It really is. That's it for now. Thanks for listening, and I will see you at the convention in Pittsburgh.
Hello, Fred. This is Paul and Lucille Burkhart from Little Rock, Arkansas. I have the contest, the songs that are listed on the contest. Let me tell you what they are. Number one is Norman by Sue Thompson. Number two, theme from SWAT, Rhythm Heritage. Number three, Rockin' Robin, Bobby Day. Four, Fool Believes by Michael McDonald.
This is Russell Curry in Eugene, Oregon. And I just purchased Sony SRF-59, which is the radio that was featured in the ultralight review that Fred read. So here are a few comments about that. Sensitivity, it's not quite as sensitive as I had expected from the reviews that I had heard. But at its size, it would be pretty much impossible for it to be. And at night, sensitivity isn't quite as important anyway. It works great combined with the Turk AM Advantage. As far as selectivity is concerned, it's very selective. I would say that generally radios that selective generally have wide narrow band switches, and it handles strong signals very well also. It keeps really strong signals right where they belong. The FM is pretty good, not great. It has no mono stereo switch. I've heard that the Sanjian DT series has better FM. I've got a Panasonic Walkman, an old radio that I think has better FM, but those radios cost a lot more than $15. Also, speaking of the AM stations that were on the air in the early 30s, you can also find a listing of the FM stations that were on the air in 1950. It's at bostonradio.org, and an easy way to find that is to go into Google and type in quotes, bostonradio.org plus KEX-FM. That's all for now. Good DX, folks.
Hello, fellow DXers. Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario. A week ago Tuesday, which would be July the 8th, in the afternoon, CJBQ Belleville on 800 came up and pretty well pushed CKLW Windsor back, which normally I would get, and they were playing a lot of the good country classics, and I phoned them the next day to thank them for it, and they said that on weekends they do even more. I haven't been able to get them again since, and I certainly do wish that I could, because that was just absolutely great. I'm very familiar with that Baltimore station on 1300 that Victor Schmidt mentioned to me. Thank you, but this was on 1310 that I was talking about one night that I got something. And of course, the Orioles games have gone to an FM station in Baltimore, and the Team 980 in Washington still carrying them too, as far as that goes. I understand that Rick Foley just got hired back by the Chicago Blackhawks. He had broadcast their games before. Still be on WSCR this year. And the station in Rochester, New York, that was mentioned on the last tape, WRCI, as their colors are now, they've also changed format. They are now religious. So that's another station you might say has done just about everything. That was interesting to hear about WTOD in Toledo being on 1520 now. What kind of a format do they have? The last I knew they were country, and they were on 1560, and I used to occasionally get them up here.
Mark Dernberger in the Musings Control Room with a response to an interesting tape sent to us by Victor Schmidt. In it, he scans the AM stations from his home in Silver Spring, and he's wondering about the various sorts of interference he's hearing. Victor, from listening to your tape, there appears to be some common noise problem. First and foremost is that whistle you asked about. I heard various whistles, but the most obvious one is the sound that's widely known as interference from TV sets. Even if your own set is off, you can hear this interference coming from neighbors' TVs. It can come into your place by the cable TV spigot. An easy way to see if this is happening is to take the radio, place it on battery, and move it over near the cable TV feed to see if it changes. Or it can come in on the antenna feed if you don't have cable. Even if all you have is rabbit ears, The interference can actually be making it through the air from your neighbor. So try moving the radio around to see if the whistle changes. Oh, and by the way, use the built-in loop antenna, as you have been, as a direction finder to see if you can make the whistle come or go, and or if you can pin down the whistle as coming from a certain direction. The hum on several dial spots can often be traced to a fault in the GE Super Radio 3. I quote from a review on this radio. When the bandwidth control is set to narrow and you're running on AC power, touching the receiver or draping the power cord near the radio causes this exact type of hum. Next time you hear it, try running on battery. Try putting the bandwidth control to wide to see if it disappears. This will tell you if it's the radio or not. Another thing that can cause this broad hum in certain dial spots is what's called rectification, and that often occurs when you're near heavy machinery, such as an elevator control unit. The signal can get into the equipment and come out as a broadband noise. Next, you demonstrated how stations like 1500 were crossing over into the stations on either side of it. I heard that clearly. Since you live near the 1500 tower, of course, all bets are off. And the GE radio does not have a good track record in rejecting stations that are nearby or adjacent on the dial, especially if the bandwidth is in the wide position. So to get a clue as to whether it's a problem with the radio, switch the bandwidth to narrow and see if the crap from adjacent stations goes away. I heard another type of noise on the low end of the dial that's often caused when two radios are interfering with each other. It's called an IF beat. If you do have two radios running at the same time and you encounter this whistle, try changing the tuning on the second radio to see if the whistle goes away. That'll tell you immediately that's where it's coming from. As a matter of subjective opinion, I did hear some spots on the dial as you tuned around where the noise level appeared to be pretty low, so you must have had some good success in following our suggestions in the recent noise columns, particularly with respect to contacting the power company and dealing with your neighbors. For now, I'd suggest doing a bit more investigating using the suggestions we made. I'd also try a different radio to see if conditions are the same in that radio. The Super Radio 3 is pretty cool and it's very popular, but it's certainly not the end-all for DXing, especially in your situation. As always, let us know how else we can help. I also wanted to respond to Rusty Curry's question in a previous month's musing, and I apologize if we haven't always been clear about the equipment we're using on the Lake Wobegon bandscan. I actually have 10 communications receivers, but that's just way too much to handle. So typically, I will lay out 6. And my 6 favorites are, of course, the Sony 2010 for DX and for selectivity when you're trying to do a really tough catch. My 2 favorites for overall performance and quality are the Sony 7600 slide rule radios. They are extremely good sounding while still being very selective and sensitive. So that's 4. Radio number 5 is a Sony 7600G, and radio number 6 is a Sony 2001, one of the earliest that Sony put out in that line. For recorders, I use mostly mini discs and also some other solid-state recorders, such as the Eterol R09, even though there's a potential interference problem with the microprocessor in these recorders. They still do a very good job, and they make retrieval fairly easy. Now to the antennas. Nothing special. On a really tough job, I'll use my Kiwa AirCore loop, the granddaddy of all Kiwa loop antennas. But normally, I will just use the built-in antenna in the radio. And because of the quietness of the area where we did the recording, that seemed to do the job quite well. So, Rusty, I hope that answers your question. Mark Dernberger for the DX Audio Service.
This is Ernie Harwell. You know, George Kell and I will again bring you all the action through this Detroit Tiger baseball season on WKMH. Our sponsors, the American Tobacco Company, the Stroh Brewery Company, and the Speedway Petroleum Corporation hope that you'll stay tuned for all the play-by-play here on WKMH, Detroit's sports station.
Well, the NBC 10 investigators love a mystery. So when a viewer emailed us about a bizarre security problem in a local shopping center parking lot, well, it piqued our interest. So our own Nancy Drew, a.k.a. Luann Kahn, takes us along as she follows the trail of clues.
How many of us use this every day? Lock the car, unlock the car. We do it by remote, and we don't even give it a second thought, unless this happens. Nothing, nothing, nothing.
It only happens here.
See, it doesn't work. I'm pressing.
We're outside the Kohl's store in Royersford.
Nope, 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 nope. Weird mystery.
I could not believe this.
Da 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 da. When I went into Kohl's, managers told me they had no idea either.
It must be the power plant or something.
Limerick power plant officials insist it's not them.
I have no idea.
Some people thought maybe it's cell phone tower interference. But there aren't any cell towers in the area.
That's odd.
We're told it's been like this for over a year, and some shoppers don't realize you might have to lock your car manually. If you don't,
your cars aren't locked and... You're not safe.
One woman reported her laptop was stolen from her car after she thought she locked it. But police tell us they can't figure it out either. So who do you call?
Ghostbusters, here he comes.
Okay, they're not Ghostbusters, but they are radio signal busters.
I'm an engineer.
Somewhere in the vicinity of this parking lot, there is a big source of radiation.
And this mystery is right up their alley. They're members of the Pottstown Area Amateur Radio Club.
I built a little antenna.
Bob Rex brings out some cool gadgets.
This device is what's called a spectrum analyzer.
And within seconds, we've got something.
There's actually two signals there. It looks like it's coming from the building.
We move in closer.
One's pointing at that door, and the other one's pointing at the other door.
We decide to talk to Kohl's management. They say they'll look into it.
The thing that's bothering me is the fact that it's running constantly.
The Federal Communications Commission licenses radio signals, and these ham radio operators say the fact that some signal is interfering with remote lock signals isn't good.
The FCC rules are pretty clear on that. It's probably something that might be broken.
Our radio signal busters think the problem is in these anti-shoplifting gates, sensors designed to alarm store security if someone steals something. All we know is 3 days later, voila.
The door just worked.
Oh, it did.
Now it's working.
Now it works. Now, thank you.
Hey, no need to thank us. Thank the radio signal busters. Kohl's will only say that they're working on it. The FCC says it does sound like something malfunctioned, and they've had similar incidents in New York City and Tampa. We've got more information for you. Go to our website at nbc10.com/investigators. Luann Kahn, NBC 10 News.
Wow, now we know how to track down interference. We'll just call Ghostbusters, or at least a DX Audio Service member that knows how to direction find. Well, I think that's the better solution. We had several letters that came in the door concerning reading the frequency list from 1933. It was 75 years ago that the National Radio Club was born, and during that time, the AM band was a little bit different. But nevertheless, a letter came in the door that asked me to read the first couple local channels. Well, the problem with that is that there really were not local channels back then. The band plan was completely different for the AM band. Nevertheless, they wanted me to read 1220 to 1300 kilohertz, or is that kilocycles? Well, let's go ahead and read these frequencies. You ready? Here goes. At 1220 KFKU in Lawrence, Kansas, KTW in Seattle, Washington, KWSC in Pullman, Washington, WCAD in Canton, New York, WCAE in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, WDAE in Tampa, Florida, WREN in Lawrence, Kansas. Now let's move on to our first local channel, 1230. You got your pencil handy? There's a lot of them. Here goes. KGGM in Albuquerque, New Mexico, KYA in San Francisco, California, WFBM in Indianapolis, Indiana, WNAC in Boston, Massachusetts, WSBT in South Bend, Indiana. Yeah, that's it. Let's go on to our second local channel, 1240. KGCU in Mandan, North Dakota, KLPM in Minot, North Dakota,
KTAT in Fort Worth, Texas, KTFI in Twin Falls, Idaho, WKAQ in San Juan, Puerto Rico, and WXYZ in Detroit, Michigan. On 1250, we've got several stations in one city, and maybe our resident Minnesotian can tell us a little bit about the history of these stations. Let's go down the list. First of all, a station on the other end of the continent, KFOX in Long Beach, California, WAAM in Newark, New Jersey. Then there's WDSU in New Orleans, Louisiana, WODA in Paterson, New Jersey, and XEFA in Mexico City, Mexico. But what about those stations up by Minnesota? Well, they turned out to be WRHM in Minneapolis, WLB in Minneapolis, and WCAL in Northfield, Minnesota. So maybe Mark Dernberger can tell us a little about the history of those stations. 1260, KOIL in Council Bluffs, Iowa, KRGV in Harlingen, Texas, KUOA in Fayetteville, Arkansas, KVOA in Tucson, Arizona, KWWG in Brownsville, Texas, WLBW in Erie, Pennsylvania, WNBX in Springfield, Vermont. John Bowker, how did they get that call? WTOC in Savannah, Georgia. Moving up to 1270, we have KGCA in Decorah, Iowa, KOL in Seattle, Washington, KVOR in Colorado Springs, Colorado, KWLC in Decorah, Iowa, WASH in Grand Rapids, Michigan, WFBR in Baltimore, Maryland, WJDX in Jackson, Mississippi, and WOOD in Grand Rapids, Michigan. At 1280, KFBB in Great Falls, Montana, WCAM in Camden, New Jersey, WCAP in Ashbury Park, New Jersey, WDOD in Chattanooga, Tennessee, WIBA in Madison, Wisconsin, WRR in Dallas, WTNJ in Trenton, New Jersey, and XEFW in Mexico. Now moving on to 1290 KDYL in Salt Lake City, Utah, KLCN in Blytheville, Arkansas, KTSA in San Antonio, Texas, WEBC in Superior, Wisconsin, WJAS in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and finally WNBZ in Saranac Lake, New Jersey, or make that New York. Then there was an interesting split of 1295 kilohertz, XEAC, which is also down in Mexico. And finally, let's take a look at 1300. KALE in Portland, Oregon, KFAC in Los Angeles, California, KFH in Wichita, Kansas, KFJR in Portland, Oregon, VOKW in St. John's, Newfoundland, WBBR in Brooklyn, New York, WEVD in New York City, New York, WFAB in New York City, New York, WIOD in Miami, Florida, and WMBF in Miami, Florida, and WOQ in Kansas City, Missouri. Now, I know the next question is going to be, well, Fred, how can so many stations be in the same town on the same frequency? Well, the answer is simple. A lot of the stations back then were share time. Some would broadcast during the day, some would broadcast at night, or they'd split the day from noon to midnight. It's called share time. I wonder if there's any other share time stations left in the United States. Can you think of any? Call the Musings line and let us know. That's a look at the frequencies back in 1933 on this edition of the DX Audio Service.
Hi, I'm Matthew Moskoviak, Associate Editor at CNET.com, and this is the Grace ITC IR1000 Wireless Internet Radio. This is a Wi-Fi radio, which means that unlike regular tabletop radios, which get at their stations from AM or FM, this uses your home Wi-Fi connection to log into thousands of freely available internet radio stations. That's pretty cool because You may not like anything on AM or FM, and satellite radio is too expensive, but you're bound to find something that you like, and it's going to be free with internet radio. Now, the design on this model is pretty cool. We actually like the glossy black cabinet and the front faceplate. We also like, you'll see there are two big knobs for navigation. The big knob is for going through the menus, and the smaller knob is for volume. Now, the one thing that this model is lacking is features. The only kind of connectivity you're going to find is a headphone jack on the rear. Now, what we would have liked to see is a mini jack input, so you could connect, say, like an iPod or something like that to the unit when you don't want to listen to internet radio. The other thing that was missing is a remote. So if you want to change the channel, you're going to have to get up off your couch and actually use the knobs to change the station. Another area where the Grace is lacking is presets. There are only 5 available presets if you want to save stations, which is actually pretty lame when you consider that there are thousands of stations that you're going to be listening to. Now, you can get around that using a workaround. We used the Receiva online website, and we were able to save over 100 stations. Now, what it lacks in features, it makes up for in performance. It sounds better than a lot of the other internet radios that we've tested. And the other thing that we liked was that its Wi-Fi reception was really stable. We didn't really encounter any hiccups or buffering or anything like that that we've seen on some of the competitors. So overall, while the Grace internet radio is missing some features, it eventually won us over with its stylish design and solid sound quality. I'm Matthew Moskoviak, Associate Editor at CNET.com, and this is the Grace ITC-IR1000 Wireless Internet Radio.
And speaking of the internet, there's a new health warning. Okay. What's that have to do with radio, you might ask? Well, I know there's a lot of DX Audio Service members that are on the internet, and they use the back alley of the internet to gather some material up. It's called Usenet. And Usenet is where you can find everything from music downloads, video downloads, books on tape downloads, just about anything that is media can be found on Usenet in some form or another. And we've all heard about piracy, but public health? Well, this story reads, Los Angeles says piracy is detrimental to the public health and safety. It's written by David Kravitz. Local governments in California and the United States have long had the power to declare property a public nuisance when their owners allow their lands to become denizens of drugs, gangs, prostitution, and gambling. The Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors, following New York's lead, is adding a new category, music and video piracy. In an ordinance just adopted, the 5-member board is declaring that piracy, quote, substantially interferes with the interests of the public in the quality of life and community peace, lawful commerce in the county, property values, and is detrimental to public health, safety, and the welfare of the county's citizens, its businesses, and its visitors, unquote. The regulation was crafted at the urging of the Motion Pictures Association of America and the Recording Industry Association of America. The county retains the right to shutter a property up for up to a year for violating Ordinance 13.90.010 and also gives local authorities the right to bring civil action to temporarily restrain, preliminary enjoin, and or permanently enjoin the person or persons intentionally conducting or knowingly maintaining or permitting the public nuisance from further conducting, maintaining, or permitting such a public nuisance. Whew. Well, property owners who knowingly permit such activity can also be dinged $1,000 for each counterfeit work produced on the property. So the next time you download something from the internet and share it with your friends, maybe even a DX audio service program, remember, you could be shuttered out of your house.
WKNR, Keener 13, another hour of music.
On our last DX Audio Service, we had a contest, and I guess it's time to reveal the winner. We had 10 songs which we played, and we asked you to identify the title and the artist. So let's go.
One. Joey asked me for a date. He
from 1962, that's Sue Thompson and state. Norman. This is one that kind of shafted everyone. No, it's not the theme from Shaft by Isaac Hayes, but it is a TV show theme song. Rhythm Heritage from 1976 and the theme from SWAT. A very popular song from the late 50s. Michael Jackson actually re-recorded this, but we were looking for the original one. It's called Rockin' Robin by Bobby Day. Then we moved about two decades later and came up with this song. The Doobie Brothers and What a Fool Believes.
Is my story, it's sad.
From 1961. And that's Dion and Run Around Sue. This one also gave a lot of people some headaches. The artist's name is Al Stewart, and the song is
The Year of the Cat.
The Year of the Cat from 1977. Man, who couldn't get Dolly Parton and Here You Come Again? A country crossover from 1977. I had to dig deep into the files for this one. The title is
Standing on the Corner, Watching All the Girls, Watching All the Girls.
The Four Lads in Standing on the Corner from 56. Here's another one that messed with a lot of people's heads. This is from 1978. It's an instrumental by Chuck Mangione called Feels So Good. And finally, our number 10 song is a song that a lot of people put down question marks on. It's from 1977. The Brothers Johnson and Strawberry Letter 23. Now we had 15 entries to our song contest. Nobody got all of them right. But the one that got it closest was from Little Rock, Arkansas. We'll give it to the Burkharts. They only missed the name of the one song, What a Fool Believes, by saying it was Michael McDonald. Technically, I guess Michael McDonald was singing, but the group was the Doobie Brothers. So what we're going to do is give Paul and Lucille Burkhart 3 months of DX Audio Service membership. Our second runner-up was Mike Lance. Mike, you only missed the second song. That was theme from SWAT. So what we'll do is we'll give you 1 month extra on your DX Audio Service. Hey, do you want to do this again next month? Let us know on the Musings line, and maybe what we'll do is we'll do a country version of this little contest.
This is the DXChange. With this issue's classifieds, here is Fred Bobe.
On our DXChange, we have some freebies. No, you're not going to get a box of bees for free. What you are going to get are some items, if you want them, for free. First of all, Al Calvaretti, I believe is his name, writes that he has a 4-foot AM loop antenna with a Vernier Drive air capacitor free to anyone interested in picking it up. And that is the caveat. You got to go down to Churchville, Pennsylvania to pick this up because it is a quite a big item. If you're interested in it, write to al.caval@verizon.net or acavalierie@401 Busseltown Pike. That's BUSTLETON Pike, Churchville, CHURCHVILLE, Pennsylvania, 18966-1604. If you're interested in a 4-foot AM loop for free. Also, I have a few items to sell or actually give away free. However, the caveat to this deal is you got to pay for the postage to get them to you unless you want to stop by and pick them up. The first set of items are, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 case logic wall cases to hold cassettes. Now, you mount these things on the wall with two screws, and if you have the hard cassette cases, like the kind that you get in a music store or something like that, you can just slide them right in. They're right at your fingertips. 6 of these cases free. All you have to do is pay the postage. Also, I have a full year of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, the 1989 edition of the DX Audio Service. All the master cassettes free to somebody who wants to pay postage for those. First come, first serve. How do you get in contact with me? Well, first of all, use the telephone. The telephone number is area 360-382-1957. If I get multiple calls, the first one who can come up with the postage money is the one who gets these items. If you got something to buy, sell, or trade, put it on a card, letter, or perhaps send an email to sales@nrcdxas.org and specify that it is for the DX Change, and send them to me here at 706 McKenzie Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. If you want to get rid of some of your excess stuff, be sure to give us a list. You have to be a DX Audio Service member to be able to use this service. Well, the reason for all the work last month was to convert WLIO's old analog control room into a state-of-the-art digital 1080i high-definition control room. So we're going to close out the DX Audio Service, and I'm going to turn on my new HD TV and watch the Olympics in high definition. We'll see you next month.